Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is no temptation that is taking you, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. He will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that you're able. Another translation said, there's no temptation that's irresistible. So there's nobody that's in sin and can't help it. That's a lie. Don't ever believe that lie, because the devil will come tell you, well, you know, you're just weak and you can't help it. That is a lie. Never did you have to sin or me have to sin. If we did, if we couldn't help it, we shouldn't be required to repent. Because it wasn't our fault.
Right.
We couldn't help it. But no, the very fact that we have to repent reveals we could have resisted it. Right? We could have said no. We could have stood against it. We could have not given in. That's why the Lord says, don't give place to the devil. Don't yield. That means you don't have to. Right? Who has to sin? What child of God has to sin? Has to keep on sinning. So if you sinned or if I sinned, who's responsible? Us. When can you quit? Anytime. You could have quit yesterday. Right? And so if somebody's so-called working on it, that means they're in sin and they haven't repented. They're refusing to repent. Somebody says, oh, they cried half the night. That doesn't mean you repented. Right? Feeling bad is not repenting. Crying is not repenting. Repenting is changing. It's doing a 180. Right? You were going this way. Now you're going this way. You were doing it. Now you're not. Right? That's repenting. And you can, by the grace of God, repent. Repentance is a gift. Now, he said that through sin, death reigned. But down in verse 17, he said, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Death did reign by sin. But now something has happened. With the coming of Jesus, those who receive what? Abundance of grace and what? The gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Reigning in life. Do you like the sound of that?
Yes.
Are Christians supposed to reign in life?
Yes.
Are they supposed to be victims? Are victors. They're supposed to be overcome or be overcomers. They're supposed to be conquered and whipped, or they're supposed to be more than conquerors. That's us. Glory to God. I like just reading the verse, don't you? Shall reign, not just when you get to heaven, reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. Glory, I could just stop and shout there all night.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Reign in life, reign in life, reign in life. Glory to God. I'm trying to go on, but there's some folks stuck on a statement I made back a little ways about the ministry and the respect. There's some folk got stuck on that. Friend, you know, the Bible said, for instance, in James, let me see if I can help you a little bit so we can go on. Is any sick among you? Anybody remember James 5?
Yes.
Is any sick among you? Yes. Let the ministers see to it that they know about it and take care of it.
No.
What? Let them call. Well, y'all need to turn and look at it. Go to James. Go to James. 5. Turn there real quickly. Is any sick among you? Let the sick do what? I hear five different things. Look in the book. Look in the book. James 5. What does it say? Is there any sick among you? Let them do what? I still hear different things. Any sick among you, let them do what? Let them call. Right? For the elders. In the early days of my ministry, if somebody said, you know, so-and-so's in the hospital, would you go check on them? I did. I thought anything anybody said I ought to do, that's what I felt like I was supposed to do. I'm a minister. I'm a servant of the people. And this happened more than once. I showed up and somebody said, well, who are you? And I said, well, I'm Keith Moore. I'm from such and such, and you know, and your second cousin said you was in the hospital and they said, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, what do you do now? You leave. Yep. Right? Right? Notice what didn't happen. They did not call for me. Yep. Why didn't they call for me? They didn't have respect for the word. They didn't have respect for God. Not having, and they, how they treated me shows how they think about God.
That's right.
They didn't even know me. So they couldn't judge me as a person, yay or nay, but they just knew I represented God, and their action and lack of it showed their disrespect for God. Does that affect them receiving?
Yes.
Oh, does it? And see, people don't, they haven't understood that. They have such little respect for God, and then it's shown up, it's demonstrated in their respect for His people, and in particular, His ministers. And it's not a matter that we should try to make much of ourselves as a man or as a woman. But it's like this. How many remember, you might remember, when President Bush, who's in office now, when he first came into the office, he made some changes immediately. One of them, some of the reporters came in and they were disrespectful and their phones were going off. He said, that stops now. And folk are like, well, who does he think he is? Well, no, he respects the office. Do you see this? He'll be gone in a while, but he respects this place. So he treats it with dignity, and he requires everybody around him to treat it with dignity. Even though he's the one in it, it's not about him as the man. It's about the office. Do you see that? Good. Now we're getting somewhere. Did you feel that? There was a little bit of a... Well, who does he think he is? I know who I am. Do you know who you are? But it's about the office. And we have people in the office of apostle, evangelist, pastor, prophet, teacher have not treated it properly. They've treated it too common. We can play with these things. And they act like people can tell God's ministers when to jump and how high and everything. Well, that's being completely disrespectful of the office and of God who places the office. So no, it's not about us as human beings. It's about us treating the office with the dignity and the respect. And we're going to do it. I've said it in my heart. We're coming up in every aspect. We're going to know about the glory of God. We're going to teach the glory of God. We're going to demonstrate. Amen. Amen. We're going to demonstrate that the things of God are weighty. They're important. Now, we're not going to be depressed, but we're going to treat it with dignity. Right? We're going to recover what so many people lost in the rebellion of the 50s and the 60s. Right? In this country, we got generations that have grown up. Their parents didn't understand dignity and their parents before them. And so it's lost. And we got folk that don't even know which way to go in this. But the Bible is still here. It reads the same. God should be exalted. He should be glorified. His word should be reverenced. His spirit should be reverenced. All of His things should be reverenced. Amen? And you watch. When you do that, you begin to receive things you never received before. When you begin to treat God's things with proper respect, you begin to hear and know and see, and faith comes up. It's this lack of respect that has held so many people out. So you make up your mind. You're going to learn these things. Right? And you're going to teach them to your children. Right? And you're going to come in and demonstrate them in the church and on the job and everywhere you are. And you watch and see, you'll have a stronger manifestation of the presence of God in your life on every turn. Now, back to our text. We'll reign in life by one, comma, Jesus Christ. And we do it by the abundance of grace and by the gift of righteousness. Now, righteousness is the opposite of condemnation. It's the opposite. It would have helped if you'd have heard, especially the previous two services, because we've taught at length on not having condemnation and about reigning in righteousness. And I just hadn't felt released from this, that we had to get back to this again tonight. Go with me to 1 John and we'll read this and then I'll review a little bit more and expound a little bit more. 1 John. I see I'm going to have to teach a lot more on this previous thing we were talking about. But we're coming up, aren't we? How many would agree with me that there's too much disrespect? Too much. I mean, you know, you see kids yelling and screaming at their parents. And you see the way youth talk to their teachers and their coaches. And you see the way adults talk to their employers and the authorities and their ministers. And all of this is a reflection of how lacking there is a respect for God. When you love God and you reverence God, it shows in how you deal with people. It comes right across in your dealings with people. And this is one thing I'm purposed that we're going to grow in. Are you with me?
Yes.
I'm purposed. And it'll save our children untold problems. It'll save them all kind of tragedies and things that they should not have to go through. And it'll allow us to come up to higher and higher places. And, you know, the Holy Ghost manifests where He's appreciated. I said, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, He manifests Himself where people respect Him, where people honor Him. And I'm hungry for that, are you? I'm hungry for the presence. I mean the real, strong, undeniable presence of the Holy One. Right? Well, it's not going to come with us being flippant and us being disrespectful. We know some things, but we're going to grow. We're going to grow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Free from Condemnation, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001G. That's R-1001G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.